Hello!
I am Jason Halls.
I'm Chris Hudson.
We are at Capricorn 37 right now, and we got a little time to kill before the parties start up.
Yeah.
Capricorn is one of our favorite conventions in the Chicagoland area. We're out in Wheeling, and it's a lot of fun. It's a fan con. And we
got a great room with an amazing bathroom.
Yes, there is a lot that could be said about the bathroom we have. The Westin Wheeling North Shore, they treat you right here.
Sure do. They sure do.
So what are we doing here, Chris? We got a little time to kill.
Yeah, well, we were down to the dealer's room and we saw a guy peddling his wares, as I believe they say here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a pretty large B-movie selection. And so we picked up for $5 Netherworld.
There is a place between heaven and hell.
I think this is a, he said this is a full moon features.
Oh yeah.
Movie.
Yep. This is a full mooner.
Did Charles Band actually direct this one, or is he just a producer? Does it say anything?
Let me see here on the back real quick. Let's see.
I don't think we've covered any full moon pictures.
It was not directed by, or it wasn't directed by Band. He was the executive producer, that's no surprise.
Yeah.
It does actually. Okay. Just a quick look. Features songs and musical appearance by Edgar Winter.
Oh, well, hey, all
right. If you like that song, Frankenstein, that's the only one I know.
I think he had a song like Rock Band or Guitar Hero or something.
Probably Frankenstein.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, we're going to check this out real quick, and then we're going to come back and tell you about it. And then I think we're going to go to the parties.
Yeah, we'll probably be well drunk watching this movie before the parties, I imagine.
Yeah. But yeah, we got a pretty good bar situation going, considering that there's only two of us here this time.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to do this little B-movie short. And well, not that the movie is short. But
no, and then the movie's full length.
It's full. It's a full moon feature.
But we're going to make another drink. We're going to watch this. And we'll be right back.
I am convinced, Corey, that with your love and support, I will be able to
rise up from the grips of death and return to the world of the living.
God.
We're back from the Netherworld.
That was interesting.
I will say right now, it's my favorite full moon feature I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not that I've seen a lot of them. I mean, I haven't seen the whole Puppet Master stuff, but
It definitely feels higher budget, more, well, I guess more thought out.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a little more. Well,
it was weird.
Not saying that there weren't a lot of unexplained happenings.
The basic idea is this kid goes into the, like, swamp to his father's estate to sort of take over his estate and learn about who his father was because he doesn't really know him. And his father's dead, and, like, his dad leaves him these notes that says, son, you can bring me back to life if you go hook up with the hookers in the brothel across the river.
Specifically the one that looks like the girl from Lost Boys.
Dolores.
Dolores
is her name. Yeah. And so he does, and he's trying to get his father back, and things just get really...
It's just weird.
Weird. And weird. It all kind of works until, like, Act 3.
Yeah.
And then just...
Like, all the unexplained stuff that you're expecting them to explain just isn't even a... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. There's this whole bird theme.
The bird theme is, I actually really enjoy it.
It's probably the best thing about the movie, to be honest.
We actually could make a drinking rule.
Drinking rules!
Anytime you hear that bird noise, and you know that bird noise.
You will know. If you're watching the movie, you'll know the bird noise. It's the eagle. The eagle, stereotypical eagle sound.
Yeah. You'll know it.
We just drank because we made the sound.
Yeah. So there's this thing with this hand that is set up in the prologue to...
Yeah, it's like an ancient stone hand.
Which apparently is only released if you... Well, it's kept behind this door that says keep out, which if I have an ancient evil in underground, in my bar basement, I'm keeping it behind a keep out sign.
Right.
No one will ever mess with it.
No. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot I think this movie does right. It's pretty
it's fun.
It's a pretty cool story, I guess. Like, I mean, it's sort of this backwoodsy swamp area.
With lots of smoke. But the smoke is mainly in houses, not out in the swamp.
They definitely have a masterful system of piping around smoke.
God. Yeah, I think they just draw it from the swamps and put it into people's houses, direct to the home.
Like, and just, in the bedroom, there's just smoke wafting everywhere. Across the bed.
It's like, I almost couldn't breathe watching those scenes.
That was great. So what are some other highlights here? I liked the hand, the weird hand.
Yeah, the weird hand was kind of cool.
I don't think they really ever explained it or motivated or really anything.
The birds were, I mean, really, I can't get over the birds. The birds were amazing.
The birds, and you know, we looked this up.
And not just birds, statues of birds.
Statues of birds.
Making this eagle noise.
Pictures of birds. Birds everywhere. And
bird hearts.
There's no eagles. Yeah, there's definitely bird hearts. Bird hearts all over the place.
Everywhere.
Pumping bird hearts.
Like they made a little tiny little bird heart and used it in every scene they could.
Like, it's in people's hands. It's on tables. This little
even
pumping.
I guess budget Johnny Depp didn't really.
Yeah, budget Johnny Depp is the lead character.
Yeah, yeah. Should have mentioned that.
Yeah. It's such a strong bird theme.
But
and it's mostly doves and parakeets, but yet the sound is one of an eagle. And I think there's a statue of it.
Yeah, there's a couple statues of eagles in the bar, in the house.
Oh, and speaking of the bar, we get Edgar Winter, right?
Edgar Winter playing his saxophone.
Forever.
He's like a major, you know, major force in this movie. In the background.
Yeah, I mean, he's a major set piece.
So yeah, well, yeah, maybe that's the word
bar.
Yeah.
He's always in the bar.
His music permeates the entire swamp, though. Everything.
If you are going to, you know, if you're going to have a time in a bar, such as Tonks in the middle of the swamp with a lady of the night, you probably want Edgar Winter playing, because let me tell you, he's
pretty good.
He provided the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. If you are an Edgar Winter fan, you are in for a treat.
And how about that saxophone?
Whew.
Like, there was a love scene, and it dramatically cut, cut, to Edgar Winter, full-on wind in his hair, playing a saxophone.
I haven't seen a more moving saxophone scene since The Lost Boys, again.
You know, okay, I haven't seen this Netflix Michael Bolton special, Valentine's Day thing that they did.
I don't know how it could compare.
I don't.
Really?
I would put the Edgar Winter shot up against Michael Bolton's
Valentine's special. I would much rather watch an Edgar Winter saxophone Valentine's special.
Oh, yeah, really, for sure.
Especially after watching this.
For sure. Now, what do you think kind of, like, didn't work?
Oh my God. Well, like you said, Act 3, the whole deal, the payoff with the you know, budget Johnny Depp's father just did not work out. Like, what was it? He's got the son, he's trapped on the stone altar, the little flying hand is coming for him, he gets kissed by the girl. And then he dodges the hand
gets
and
kissed
goes
by his dad.
Which was weird. That really didn't
work. Like, that didn't really make any sense, because dad was just like, give me a kiss. You want to give me a kiss? Like, and he's like, no, I don't.
There was a lot about this movie that just didn't make sense.
Which, okay, the whole title of the film is called Netherworld. Yeah. And you see the Netherworld in the third act, I think, is where the dad is supposed to be.
I think the Netherworld is just a reference to the basement of Tonks.
I think you're right.
Behind the keep out sign, that's the Netherworld.
That's the Netherworld.
That's what I thought.
Dad isn't dead. He's just back there.
Yeah, and he wants to get Johnny out. Depp, is when he falls asleep, he goes to the basement of Tonks.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that Act 3 kind of breaks down. It gets sort of surreal.
Yeah.
That said, I mean, I still had a good time.
No, it's a good movie to watch with some friends.
Yeah, it's a good friend film to watch.
Rating time.
Are we gonna rate this in Tonks?
I think we should rate them in bird noises.
Okay, how many screeching eagles do you give it?
I would give. I'm gonna give it 7. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna go 80 screeching eagles.
80 screeching eagles.
I enjoyed it.
Just so you know, I am going to edit in 80 screeching eagles.
I'm gonna get 80 of them. Well, okay, let's go 76 then. Let me revise that to 76. Screeching eagles.
All right, 76 screeching eagles.
I'll give it 76 screeching eagles.
Yeah. I did enjoy this. That's a really good rating. I think you and I rate things very similar a lot. So let's just keep it 76 screeching
76
eagles.
Screeching eagles.
There it is.
Okay.
So
that's the official score.
Yeah, that's the official score. So again, we're at Capricorn right now. We've had some
a few drinks.
Yeah, we have
a few beverages.
I think we each went through 3 or 4 just for that movie.
Yeah, we needed to though.
And it's not long film.
No, but not at all. But when you do, if you do watch this film, make sure you stay for the short scene after the credits.
Definitely worth
it. We almost missed it.
Yeah, we happened
over
to,
in a blink.
We were talking through the credits. We happened to look up. It's quick. If you blink, you'll miss it. But you don't want to miss it.
Oh, definitely don't want
to
miss it.
So stay to the end of Netherworld. So we're Capricorn. It's about 9:45. Parties should be getting going here in about half hour,
though, yeah.
45 minutes or so. Yeah. You know. So we're gonna head up. We love Capricorn. We like
being
time. Here.
It's a great time.
And we will see you on a regular episode down the line.
Yeah.
On
B Movie Mania! I'm still the only one saying that.
All right, wait a second. Shut off the theme. Turn off the theme. Okay, so we were just watching the extras on the DVD, there's a lot. And we found a Full Moon Hotline, and we're going to call it. This came out in like 1990, what?
Three?
Something like that. Something two. Like two.
92.
2 years before The Crow. Let's see if this number still exists. I hope Charles Band picks up.
I really hope Charles Band picks up.
Thank you for calling Enterprises USA. If you know the extension of the party you wish to reach, please enter it now. For a company directory, please press 1. To place an order, press 2.
Should we leave a message and ask for a copy of Seed People?
Press 3. For accounts payable, press 4.
I think it's safe to say we're not going to get a copy of Seed People.
No.
We're not going to get a hold of Charles Band.
I don't think Charles Band works. It works here.
No.
No.
All right. Well, it was worth a try.
It was definitely worth a try.
Wait. Hold on. Stop the song again. We found another number that might have some connection to Full Moon. So we're going to try to call this and see if maybe we can get Charles Band on the phone.
Welcome to the hottest place. The triple X action with hot corny college students. Hot guys and girls next door with me right now to get off with you. Oh, yeah, baby. There's so many ways to get off. Just 69 cents. I'm going to start your talking voice personal.
What?
For the fastest route to erotic action, connect now with that nasty girl who can do anything you want for only $2.99 per minute.
He still exists? Oh, my God.
I'm paying like $10 a minute for this.
TalkToMe.com. Check out thousands of amateur housewives, college students, and the girl next door who are waiting to talk to you. You must be over 18 and will be billed by TLBill.com, owner of TalkToMe.com. Please enter your credit card, account, or profile number now.
I think it's safe to say this is not Charles Band's number either.
I'm calling this number later.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydy? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out. Touch them. They're touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!